Hey guys, this is a little update on Mind Games as well as some of the other projects that I have in the works. The last couple months of my life have been a little bit hectic. Classes have kind of, classes became, you know, late term classes. They are harder. There's a lot to do. And moreover, I haven't been a student in quite a while. It's been a hot second since I've been a serious student. So reacclimating to the rigors of academia was challenging. I got through it, learned a lot about what I do and how I do it, and more importantly, how I can more viably, I guess, allocate my time in such a way that I can still have not just one podcast, but two, potentially a third. Get into that in a bit. And I am still learning. There's a lot of stuff that when you start doing podcasting, you need to be very aware of, you know, not talking over guests, you know, how to formulate meaningful questions, how to have a conversation with a guest in such a way that it is incredibly engaging for a listening audience. You know, by no means do I think I'm some sort of like superstar podcaster. I think I'm very much getting my feet wet and becoming familiarized with the medium. But I got a lot to learn. I have to figure out more how to grow the show, how to expand our audience, how to reach a larger group of people. And that's going to be one of the goals for 2019. Mind Games will be back. I'm toying with whether or not we're going to keep... whether or not we're going to keep the show in season two or move to season three. Again, the end of 2018 was a little hectic. I just lost track, frankly. So what do we have planned for 2019? Obviously, Mind Games is going to come back. I don't know if you've noticed, Mind Games has become a little bit more casual. And I think that is actually very... Oh, sorry. I think that's very good. Mind Games, initially my goal for Mind Games was to have a show that really investigated the mental side of gaming. And I initially really was invested in this idea of like talking about mental illness and you know, addressing stress, anxiety, depression, mental wellness in general. And honestly, there became a point where I felt I wasn't prepared to have that conversation. I think we had some really meaningful discussion on previous episodes. I think we did a great job on some episodes addressing mental illness, addressing stress and anxiety and depression and all of it. But at some point I realized that I honestly didn't know enough about not just mental illness, but all of the intricacies therein. I didn't understand it from like a scientific level, which is something that I aspire to do. That's why I'm a psychology student. That's why I focus on mental illness and emotion regulation. Mind Games still is very much about the mentality of gaming, the mentality of gamers, the mentality of people that are related to gaming. It doesn't have to focus on Smash. It's addressing how to, I guess, find the best version of yourself in gaming. And I think that a lot of the conversations we have, whether it's with, you know, TOs, whether it's with players, commentators, I think the conversations we have are really, really meaningful. I think we get a lot of insight into different perspectives on you know, primarily the Smash community, but we've gotten perspectives on so many different scenes. We had Patty, Spike Vegeta, and Bonesaw 577 on, and we got a lot of great insight on speedrunning. You know, we've had event organizers, we've had TOs, we've had, you know, guests that run the gamut. And, you know, I hope to keep doing that. I hope to keep having meaningful discussion. I hope to keep having these fantastic conversations with incredible guests about how we can better understand the intricacies, the details that are in our community, in our scene, and how we can take our understanding of that, our understanding of the mentality of gaming, whatever that means, and use that to improve our community. So MindGames will be back. I'll have more information on MindGames in hopefully the next few days, if not by the end of the first or second week of January. I will likely launch, in the same way that I did this summer, a short, like 5-6 episodes where I just record them and put them out in January, and then we will officially start the revival, I guess, of Mind Games in February. I will likely be doing a live episode at Genesis, well, not at Genesis, but with people that are at Genesis, and that'll probably be episode 1 of, again, season 2.5, I don't know. On to other things. If you have been following, I'm starting up another podcast series with Louie, the head TO for Full Bloom, as well as Dr. Piggy, one of the commentators from the Chicagoland area. And initially, we were going to start recording in November. Again, things got just absolutely hectic for me. And we kind of reestablished how we were going to do the show. And I think we're going to be recording multiple episodes and mastering them and then launching them around the time of Full Bloom. Just maybe keep those two launches together. That could be a really cool experience for everyone involved, especially since there's a very good chance that all three of us will be at Full Bloom. Obviously, Louie will be. Dr. Piggy will very likely be there, and I will try my best to be out there. And if so, we might even do some sort of live event. It'll be a lot of fun. I have a couple other little projects in the works. Don't want to get into too much detail, but I'd like to be able to produce some more content in regards to streaming, which this is not the streaming platform. If you want to follow me and watch my streams, I'm sure you can find the information on my Twitter. But I want to give people more insight into different aspects of gaming. And I think I might leave it at that. There are a lot of things within gaming, within our community, whether it's Smash, the FGC, or any competitive game, that as viewers, we often don't see. We often just do not see whatsoever. And I want to give people more insight into events like that, into how these wonderful events come to be. So that's I think all I got. You know, we again had to slow down a little bit. I got overwhelmed. I honestly didn't know. I didn't plan properly, honestly. And live and learn. I'm gonna make sure that in 2019, the content we put out is more regular. I'm gonna try to make sure that our stuff is recorded and done ahead of time. We're gonna get a lot of stuff done. That's the goal. Mind Games can grow, and I have every intention to make it grow. Make it grow past what it is right now. So, to everyone that hears this, happy holidays. Have a wonderful new year. and I will see you in 2019.